someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
At the heart of Howard University is our motto, Truth and Service. And underlying that motto is a fundamental commitment to research. Every spring, faculty, students, and postdocs from Howard's 13 schools and colleges present their work at a symposium called Research Week. This year, more than 550 individuals showcased research that crossed disciplines, broke new ground, and opened doors to incredible new possibilities. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and joining me today on The Journey is Associate Provost for Research and Graduate Studies, Dr. Gary Harris, and two winners of Research Week Awards, doctoral student Chloe Martin, and Associate Professor Dr. Bernard Kwabi Adu. Welcome.
Thank you.
So first, let me start with Dr. Harris, because in a lot of ways, this entire week is set up and really represents your brainchild, as it were. So tell us about Research Week and the history and what it is you're trying to achieve and showcase during the week.
Well, Research Week grew out of a lot of individual research days that were held throughout the university campus. So there was always something in the College of Medicine, there was something in Arts and Sciences, there was something in engineering, and we decided to just put together a whole day, a week of activity when we can showcase all the research throughout the entire university. My goal was to make this the, if not the number two or number three most exciting period of time on campus, followed by commencement and convocation. It's a time when the entire university community can share in their research activities, they can share in their ideas, and it's just a beautiful opportunity for people to interact with each other.
So you obviously have been spearheading bringing this effort together. So I want to talk to obviously a faculty member who's participated for several years now, Dr. Kwabi Adu, in terms of what's your perspective when you get in the room? Because I'm sure you see lots of people you can collaborate with. You probably get ideas about new projects and research. And what's your perspective?
So yeah, thank you for that question. And I think the Research Week is a great forum to really get to know what other people are doing, not necessarily in the Cancer Center, because I pretty much know what everybody in the Cancer Center is researching on. But it gives me the opportunity to also know what the whole university, campus-wide, the different things that people are doing. And like you said, really a time to begin to discuss collaboration and stuff like that. So I think it's a great opportunity to really interact with different research areas.
And you're now associate professor in biochemistry and molecular biology, and you studied at University of Dundee as well as University of London. Tell me a bit about your work in terms of what you're focusing on now.
So I have been studying prostate cancer research for the past 10 years or so, and the focus have mainly been looking at epigenetics that is driving the disease and also prostate cancer disparity. So we have made a lot of research discovery in the area, and I think my primary focus has been to explore epigenetic markers to help us to detect the disease very early. But along these lines, we noticed that prostate cancer is a huge challenge in the biomedical field in the sense that it's a very heterogeneous disease. The etiology, the molecular mutations driving the disease is very, very varied between different people and different populations. So what, in addition to my basic science research, is trying to translate what we know about prostate cancer to the general community in the terms of translational studies and what the community can do in terms of cancer prevention. So these are some of the things that I have been focusing on over the past few years.
Right. And Ms. Martin, you graduated from Florida A&M, and then you came to Howard University, and you're currently working on your PhD here. Tell us what your research was focused on? And then what has your experience been participating in Research Week in terms of what you saw there?
Well, since I've been at Howard, I've been receiving my research training in the Howard University Cancer Center with my advisor, Dr. Talisha R. Taylor. And we've been examining psychological and environmental factors that influence adjustment to life after cancer. And the main construct that we've been focusing on is fear of recurrence. And so the project that I presented during Research Week, in which I was a winner, was examining psychological factors that influence fear of recurrence in African-American breast cancer survivors.
And what are some of those factors in terms of what your research has discovered? And have you started looking at what are some of the interventions that may help mitigate those circumstances?
So some of the factors that we were able to identify were symptom distress, which is the experience of a multitude of symptoms, including fatigue, body image issues, and insomnia. We also identified that depression leads to fear of recurrence, and so does maladaptive coping styles like avoidance.
So now, is this your first year participating in Research Week, or have you participated before?
Well, I've presented in Research Week for 2 years, and I was able to win 3 research awards. One of the greatest awards that I received was the best overall presentation by a graduate student. And this award allowed me to have a $1,500 travel stipend to present my findings at the American Psychosomatic Society meeting.
Good. I was just going to make the case to Dr. Harris that at this point you should be getting awards to travel. You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are Ms. Chloe Martin, Dr. Bernard Kwabi Adu, and Dr. Gary Harris, all participants in the Research Week here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. I want to get back to you, Dr. Harris. Who judges these? Because I think this is also a very unique part of the program that you've built.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because it's really, we bring on experts not only from campus but from other universities. For example, a long-standing partner of ours has been about 4 or 5 faculty members who come from Northwestern University. We have faculty from the University of Maryland. Both at the main campus at College Park, Eastern Shore. We have people from federal agencies like the Food and Drug Administration, NIH. So it's just really, people really appreciate it because they really get a chance to see the ins and outs of all the activity that's going on throughout the university. We also bring together the Council of Liberal Arts Colleges, and I don't know if people are familiar with that, but there are about 40 liberal arts colleges across the United States that come to the Research Week, and that's when they recruit their future faculty members. Last year, for example, they hired about 7 Howard PhDs to teach at places like Williams College, Bucknell. These are all 4-year liberal colleges, and they really appreciate the Howard graduate students because they say it gives them the best possible mix of research and teaching. And these are great positions because the researchers, after 3 years, get a full year of sabbatical to go off and do their research. So it's a great opportunity for Howard. And it's some of these are non-traditional kinds of departments. So because these are liberal arts colleges, there might be a biochemistry department, as an example, or a pharmacology department that might be in chemistry, as an example. And so they normally wouldn't necessarily get a faculty position that's related to that particular discipline at a university in that sense, but they really get this opportunity to really teach and do a fantastic job. And we're really proud of them. This year we brought back a panel of about 7 of these former Howard graduates, and they talked about their experience.
Absolutely. So Dr. Kwabi Adu, you've been doing this for a while now in terms of your focus. You've developed some significant collaborations, including folks at Johns Hopkins. Tell us a little bit about that project that you've been working on.
So I actually came to Howard University on the U54. It's a NIH partnership between Howard and Hopkins. So that was the partnership that I came on. And I've been collaborating with a group, a pioneer group at Hopkins that focuses on epigenetic studies. So some of the collaboration is really to look at what are some of the epigenetic phenomena driving prostate cancer research. And we have made significant progress in this field, and we have published extensively in that area. So the collaboration has been very useful, very supportive for my career trajectory, because I've been able to tap into the expertise at Hopkins, and this has really given me the opportunity to explore and be able to obtain additional funding support. So it's been very, very useful in that regard. And this has also given me the opportunity to really interact with some of the experts in the field in terms of epigenetic studies and how epigenetic is driving prostate cancer research.
Give our viewers, our listeners, a sense of how you translate some of the research you're doing from the bench to the bedside, and why some of these collaborations continue to be so important.
Right. So ultimately, all the basic research we do, we want to translate it into efficacious therapeutic interventions. But at the same time, we also want to come up with markers that can help us to detect the disease very early in the pathway, which after all is when you get a very good chance of successful treatment. So we know the genetics that is driving the disease, but as some people will say, your fate is not in your genes. We know that beyond the genetic mutations or alterations, there's another level of regulation known as epigenetics. So epigenetics basically means above the genes. And indeed, when you look at how gene and environment interaction, it's really how the environment modify your genome using epigenetic methods. Okay. And with regards to prostate cancer etiology, we know that about 90% of all prostate cancer have this abnormal epigenetic change in a particular gene known as glutathione S transferase. So this is one of the markers that can potentially tell you that, you know, there's some sort of abnormality in the prostate tumors. So alongside that, we are trying to find out other markers that may potentially be driving the disease. And my particular interest is to really look at the epigenetic alterations in different populations. And we have published articles showing that the pattern is very different between different ethnicities. And that is not a big surprise, because epigenetics really directly addresses environmental exposures such as diet, exposure to viruses. So this would tell us that, yes, you would see differences in the epigenetic changes. So with that in mind, how is the epigenetic driving prostate cancer in the African American community, which is really one of the focus in my area? And we have come up with markers that we need to test in large population sample size. So this has been an exciting area for me personally.
So Ms. Martin, tell us what you plan on doing long-term with not just your research career, but your career overall, given the experiences that you've had here at Howard University?
Well, I definitely plan to enter a research career. So upon graduation, which is expected to be spring 2018, I plan on applying to several postdoctoral positions and entering into a full-time tenure-track faculty position at a research-intensive university or a liberal arts college.
Okay, excellent. And what where are you going to focus your efforts in terms of interest based on the research you've seen so far?
And so I have and still do have a very strong interest in the impact that the social and behavioral sciences can have on cancer prevention and control. And I've done projects with prostate cancer survivors and with breast cancer survivors, and I think I want to kind of stick with that vein of research.
All right, and as we close, I'll give Dr. Harris the last word.
Well, my message is very simple, that people can't do what they can't imagine. And so Research Week is about looking at our imagination, thinking about opportunities that are out there for us, and then bringing those people together to solve real problems. So I would say that we're so excited when so many researchers across the campus get together and share their ideas. I can't think of a more exciting day on campus than the whole activities associated with Research Week.
thanks for being here. My guests today have been Ms. Chloe Martin and Dr. Bernard Kwabi Adu, two winners of Research Week Awards. And the person behind the whole Research Week, Dr. Gary Harris, the Associate Provost for Research and Graduate Studies here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.